common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Katzimatidis and Katz at Night on 77 WABC.
Thank God it's Friday, and we're here. And who's here with us every Friday? We have Larry Kudlow to tell us where the heck is the economy going. Larry, it's always good to hear from you on a Friday.
Well, John, it's good to be here. I'm in Washington today. I spoke to the Republican Governors Association, and we had a good talk. Before I get into that, I just want to say, you know, the big tragic story is Jason Rivera, his funeral with thousands of cops, New York's finest. I was able to listen to one of the eulogies from the new police commissioner who promoted young Rivera to detective first grade for his courage and his sacrifice. And John, you know, it's a dad's tragic, sad, terrible story. And we've just got to do something here in New York City about the crime wave. And the governor's not doing it. And certainly the Manhattan district attorney is not doing it. The city council is not doing it. The legislature is not doing it. We do have a new mayor who I think is moving in the right direction, and he does want to make some important inroads with more cops and more money. But he wants, you know, this no bail policy should go away. That's what he wants. He's right, but that's not what the governor wants, and that's not what the city council wants. I mean, at some point, John, elected leaders have to be held accountable, because not only are we losing New York's finest, the cops, we're losing parents, kids, schools, families, and businesses.
Well, the governor's on notice that we all want her to do something.
Yeah.
The governor was supposed to meet with Bragg today. Larry Kudlow, what do you think? Do you think there was any kind of headway made there?
I will find out, Lydia, but I've been in Washington at the RGA, and I did my TV show from down here, but I will find out.
Tell us what the governors are concerned about.
Well, look, the issue for the governors, and what I talked about, is federalism, the 10th Amendment, that these governors are cutting taxes. They are developing school vouchers and school choice. They are closing borders to stop the over 2 million now illegal immigrants. They are refunding. They are putting money into the police, and they are taking critical race theory out of the schoolrooms, and they're putting parents into power. And the reason it's important, federalism, the 10th Amendment, which, you know, the states used to be called the laboratories of democracy. And when you have Washington, the federal government, going off in this crazy far left binge, you need some good common sense coming from the states. And that's what they're given. And I talked about it. And the chairman of the RGA, Doug Ducey, talked about it. I had on my panel governors from South Carolina and Tennessee and Alaska and Oklahoma. And that's what we all, you know, the cavalry's on the way. Save America, kill the bill. But the governors can take matters into their own hands and promote safe, good schools, pro-growth tax cuts, and try to protect the borders. And that's what we talked about today for, I guess, we went about 90 minutes.
And tell us about the markets. I mean, it seems like a real roller coaster week. I mean, up 1,000, down back from 1,000, down 600, today up 500. Right. I don't know how we ended the week.
Yeah, no, you're right about the roller coaster. And, you know, stocks are up nicely today, but we've had crazy trading. Look, I think, John, well, two things. I would say to anybody listening who's an investor, do not try to outguess or outtime the market. Okay, my philosophy down through the years has always been stocks for the long run. You should buy index funds, buy the S&P, buy several index funds. Do not try to day trade the market. You can't outtime the market. and all the fancy hedge funds to say they can. What the records show, they don't. That the long-run investor is always the biggest winner. So that's point number one. Point number two, I think the volatility has a lot to do right now, John, with the Fed taking the punch bowl away. They're going to be draining money and raising rates. No one knows precisely what, how much, when, where, and why. Neither does the Fed, but that's a big issue. And the second issue is, what's the outcome of this Russian, Putin, Ukraine, Biden story, which is made more complicated by the Chinese Olympics, Winter Olympics next week, where Putin and Xi are apparently getting together. Some great mischief could come from this. And as you know, oil and gas prices have already jumped quite a bit on concerns about this Putin-Ukraine-Russian standoff.
Well, you're going to have in the first quarter of 2022 where we're in, Larry, and you know I always tell you the truth, when you had the fourth quarter, you had $75 oil, and food prices went up 10% or maybe more, 20% sometimes. Gas prices went up significantly. Guess what? Oil is now $90 a barrel. So you know what's going to happen in February and March? Fasten your seatbelt.
Well, I tend to agree. I think people who are telling investors that the inflation rate is going to come down this year, I guess they're smoking legalized pot, because I don't see any chance of that. The Federal Reserve is going to take the punch bowl away, but they haven't so far. And when they start, it'll take a year or two to have an impact. We have stopped the excessive federal spending. We've saved America and we've killed the bill. So that's the best part. But now the Fed's got to clean up.
Larry, and, Jay Powell seems like he has a lot of influence from the White House. And Janet Yellen is yelling that it's going to be 2% by the end of the year. And you have an election year. Does that mean that the March increase is going to be less than people expect because it is an election year? And maybe any other increases don't come till after the election. Is that possible?
Nope. John, they don't control that.
No.
And Janet Yellen, is all she's doing is wrecking her reputation. Sad to see.
Well, I believe you. I mean, we're all entitled to our opinions.
I mean, nobody, they don't control the numbers, and they don't control the inflation rate, and they've been wrong about inflation. But it's not going to be 2% this year. Look, the issue right now for the markets is how quickly the Fed is going to take that punch bowl away. And the longer they wait, they're already behind the eight ball. Look, you yourself, you're saying $100 oil or more than that. It's going to spread to food prices. Well, I would agree. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't even started yet. The stock market tries to look ahead. So it's trying to figure out what the Fed's going to do.
But
no one knows for certain.
I'll give you an old expression. I'm not allowed to use the other word. We're urinating against the wind. Remember that old expression?
I'll give you another old expression. Stocks for the long run.
I agree. But the word inflation is coming from not buying our crude oil from Canada and Alaska, because we have 100 years worth of crude oil. And we're buying it from Putin, and Putin is laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, well, they shut down Alaska. I had Governor Dunleavy on from Alaska on the show. I mean, they shut down ANWR, and they shut down Willow, and they shut down the Naval Reserve. And by doing so, they've disempowered America and empowered Putin. They've made Putin the energy king of the world.
And we made the American people poorer.
Yes, and they've impoverished America by these stupid policies.
Stupid.
Look, right. No one. I'm not a climate denier, okay? But you have to be sensible. There is no urgent climate crisis. This is all a fabrication. If you read the studies from the Energy Department or the UN, If you read them carefully, they're not predicting catastrophe. It's the far left radical agenda that talks about catastrophe and, you know, we're in an existential state. That's just not true. The worst case scenario from the UN, the worst case scenario, if no one does anything, and we will do stuff, but if no one does anything, you'd lose 2% of GDP over the next 100 years. You won't even see it.
You're absolutely correct. You're correct.
Things will happen. Innovation will happen. Innovation, technology will happen. We will shift more when it's economically appropriate towards renewable fuels. Mm. Hopefully, nuclear power will be developed, which is the best renewable fuel of all. You've got carbon sequestration coming on stream that will make all these fossil fuels cleaner. And we already have the cleanest emissions record of any of the big economies. So for what reason did we shut down America and empower Putin? And now look at it. We got a standoff. The guy may take over Ukraine or foster a coup d'etat or get together with his friend in China named Xi, who is no friend of the United States. Trust me on that.
We agree 100%. Larry Kudlow, thank you for coming on. I got to remind everybody, Larry Kudlow, every Saturday morning, the number one show on Saturday mornings between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock on WABCRadio.com. And it's now syndicated around the country, which is great news. And right after Larry Kudlow, at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we got Steve Moore, a friend of both of us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.